There's a story that Jonathan Cho from the Discovery Institute and I have been working on. We touched on it on Friday, where there is this Red Lion Hotel in Federal Way. And this was supposed to be one of our homeless hotels in the region from King County and the King County Regional Homeless Authority. But there seems to be a never-ending series of problems plaguing this hotel, and we didn't realize how far the rot went. In fact, Federal Way Council members and Federal Way Mayor didn't realize how bad the problems were because it appears that King County was lying to all of us. Joining us now on the KVI studio line, the mayor of Federal Way, Jim Farrell. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks, Ari. Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Such a pleasure. Good morning to you. So let's go back to the very, very beginning. In 2021, King County buys this hotel for almost $9 million, and they're working in partnership with Federal Way because you guys have a homeless problem, and you guys were on board with this, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's a perfect location. In fact, actually, I'm looking at it right now. I'm literally across the street from that location right now, having breakfast with some friends. And what I can tell you is, yeah, that was a perfect location, backing up on I-5 right there by a Walmart, super Walmart parking lot. It's just a perfect location to have something like this. And we were hopeful that we could have a place to get our homeless population, our unsheltered population, out of the elements when it got super cold.
Okay, so as I understand it, I saw a copy of the inspection report. The inspection report does not mention meth in any way, shape, or form, as far as I can tell. But then this thing gets delayed, and it's still not open almost 2 years after it's been purchased. What was King County telling you?
Well, we've got a human services manager, and I never heard directly from King County about what the problem was. And one of the things I would do is say to my, human services manager, find out what the status of the Red Lion is. Where are we at? And we just kept getting delays and delays. We finally start hearing rumors that there was methamphetamine contamination at that location and that they were having a problem with their contractor. But we never heard that directly from King County.
No, King County didn't tell you anything about this. Here's how we found out about it. So what happened was a few weeks ago, I had you on the show. We had you on the show to talk about the Stevenson Hotel, which had been rented out so that you could deal with this problem because the Red Lion's not available. And it was before you guys had told the community because it wasn't technically fully approved yet by Federal Way. It had to get the approval. Then it goes to public comment. And that's where we started looking at this. But then we want to know why the Red Lion wasn't done. And I'm still trying to figure out how they have these high levels of methamphetamine, so high that the fire department was told to use caution when going there, and yet they didn't tell you guys. And also, if it wasn't on the inspection report, where'd it come from?
Great question. Actually, we found out through Jonathan Cho's reporting and investigation that about this notification to the fire department. So, yeah, it was significant enough to tell them, and thank goodness they did, but we just haven't heard any of this. And so what we have been told was that there was some sort of, not from them, but through other sources, is that there's some sort of remediation, but it went sideways, and now the whole project is essentially high-centered, and that's where we believe the King County needed to pivot and look at other locations.
So I'm just going through the excuses that Chase Gallagher from King County has given me and Jonathan Cho. He has said, well, it's been delayed. He has said it's been delayed due to a water main break in the winter. He says now that it's been delayed to low levels of meth. Then we found this other email that shows that, in fact, it's high levels of methamphetamine. Then we find out there's a pending lawsuit between King County and whoever did the remediation because they damaged the building so badly. I got to tell you, Mayor, I don't know what to believe at this point from the county.
Well, yeah, I don't know what's going on at that level. The key thing is that we really needed to find an emergency location where people didn't freeze to death out in the elements. So that's why we had to do our own workaround, not even counting the Stevenson. We had to do our own workaround with, thank goodness we've got an organization like Fusion here in town that literally saved lives when we got that early cold spell in November and December.
Gotcha. So you're looking at something like this. You're looking at it from the correct perspective of we need to save lives. We need to get people inside. Are you also looking at drug treatment options? Because we know that 80% of the people out there on the streets, this whole thing is being fueled by a drug crisis.
Yeah. One of the things is that when the legislature passed House Bill 1220, it said, hey, if you've got any zoning in which hotels are allowed, you have to allow this kind of either emergency shelter or transitional housing. So what we did, and what the council, we've got a great council, and the council passed at my request two things that are really going to help with this type of housing. Is number one, notice to the public that it's on its way, and you know, before it happens. And number two, licensing, which requires that no drugs or you know, no drugs can be used or sold on the property, and we could pull the license if you know, if we find any of that going on. The treatment's a different issue, but the key thing is what we want to make sure is that we've got control over a situation in which drugs are being used or sold at a particular location.
Now, the question I have is King County has already threatened to withhold money from anybody who doesn't give them permits. So if you guys pulled the permit over drug use, are they going to pull your funding?
You know what? I've never heard anybody threatening us with funding. I saw that in some of the reporting, and I haven't heard that. And frankly, listen, you know, I'm a former prosecutor of 19 years, as you know, Ari. If people are using drugs or selling drugs, I don't care what anybody says. We're going to pull a permit if we can't get it corrected.
Gotcha, because it seems like these officials are now bringing out the big guns, because it seems to be the same thing happens time and time again. There's a hotel that's purchased, the neighbors don't know about it, there's a big uproar, the thing opens anyway, and so we go, and that's the only thing that really explains it.
Yeah. You know, I can't speak to that. What I can say is that we went above and beyond. Once we saw House Bill 1220 pass, we made sure that we're going to have some local control, and we're not going to allow something to slide into chaos. We're just not going to allow that.
Gotcha.
And if it happens, we'll shut it down.
In the last few minutes we have with Federal AM Mayor Jim Farrell. So SeaTac has said no more homeless shelters, hotels, anything like that, until all this kind of stuff has been worked out. Is that anything that Federal Way is considering?
Well, you know, since we passed our that ordinance I was telling you about here in Federal Way, I think this is the first time we've gone through this process. So right now, the Stevenson's only 22 rooms. And then there's that whole health through housing thing, which we haven't even received a permit request. So I really don't see a whole bunch of these happening. I think, you know, the King County Homelessness Authority and King County, I don't think they've got other plans, you know, so I don't think we need to put any kind of hold on it. It's just not happening anyway. But I'll tell you, Ari, what I just mentioned is where I think the real kink in the hose, as I say, is this communication or the lack thereof, because you've got the Homelessness Authority, which I never supported, and the King County government. And it's just this, you know, who's in charge, whose project is it, who do you communicate with? And I think that is causing a lot of, it's just a bureaucratic mess. And we've never, I don't think I've ever really heard directly from King County Housing Authority about what their plans are.
Well, I appreciate you coming on and talking with us. I kind of wish the people from King County would, because I put out numerous requests to Dale Constantine's office and the King County Regional Homeless Authority, and they don't seem like actually talking about this kind of stuff. But if they're listening this morning, they have an open invitation. They can contact me. They know the email address just as well as you do, ari@kvi.com. Mayor Farrell, thank you so much for being with us today and discussing this very, very important issue. We really do appreciate it.
Thanks, Ari. I'm on my way to Olympia this morning to testify to try to make drugs illegal again. On Senate Bill 5536 is getting a hearing, along with, I think it's 5547, to try to, you know, bring, you know, some clarity and some sanity to the drug laws in our state. So,
you know,
happens this morning.
I saw your testimony last time, and you did a great job. If you could do me a favor and just mention to your office to send me the clips of your testimony again, we'd love to play them on air.
Will do. Thanks, Ari. Appreciate it.
Great talking with you. Appreciate it. You can also find that over on TEW. You can watch it all over there. I'll also tell you something else. I mean, these laws, the stuff that's going on here in Washington State, it just gets crazier and crazier and crazier. But this is a little ray of sunshine. So we've been covering pretty hard on this station this insanity about how Jay Inslee, Bob Ferguson, and crew want to release the sex offenders from McNeil Island, the level 3 sex offenders, who are the most likely to reoffend. In fact, we've actually done some advertising for this just to let you know about it.
Washington State's McNeil Island is a beautiful long vacation destination for level 3 sex offenders. Now, Jay Inslee, Bob Ferguson, and Washington Democrats are bringing the experience to your neighborhood. Department of Corrections Tours is sending the offenders to beautiful halfway houses with no guards and no security on sprawling properties in rural residential areas. Who needs safety when you can feel good about yourself with virtue signaling? If you're asking yourself, how can I be part of the fun? Chances are you are already. No one is informing the neighbors. So look out your window and find out if you've been selected as one of the lucky recipients of a level 3 sex offender in your neighborhood. This message, unfortunately, not sponsored by the Department of Corrections and the Department of Social and Health Services. May the odds ever be in your favor.
Now, all kidding aside, some communities are getting clever about how to stop this. According to Como News, a Thurston County community celebrated a brand new park with a ribbon cutting Saturday because they decided it was best to put this thing here. Why? Because you can't have sex offenders living within close proximity to parks.
Yeah, they put up a playground, essentially.
Exactly. You know? So if they build the playground, then you can't open the halfway house for the sex offenders.
Exactly. They got the jungle gym out there and those sorts of things.
It's absolutely brilliant.
To make a playground close enough to this property that it would be disqualified for housing sex offenders.
Exactly. And they keep opening these things in rural areas. So I say, neighbors, you want to stop these things? This is a absolutely brilliant, brilliant act of civil, not disobedience. That's not the right word, because they're actually building up their community and helping out and such and making things better. So I'm not going to call it civil disobedience, but it's absolutely brilliant. In fact, there's a meeting going on in Edenclaw Tuesday night about the one that's already open in their neighborhood. And once again, nobody told them about it. They found out the very, very hard way.